crossover.
Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, Nick. Hello.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, not much.
Ooh, not much.
Not much. It's brightened up out there. It was kind of a gloomy.
Yeah.
I was chilled. You know, we've made the switch in the bedroom. We've taken the big comforter off.
Nice.
And
I'm thinking about putting my heater away soon.
Well, and then of course this morning happens, and it's like, oh, I'm a little chill.
What are you looking at me like that, Josh?
Heater?
Yeah.
Like a portable
space heater?
Yeah.
Why is that a weird thing to have?
A heater? I mean, it's April 18th. It hasn't been cold in a while.
Oh, but it gets cold in the basement, Josh. You don't have a basement.
I don't have a basement. That's fair.
Get a basement, buddy.
I would love to.
Yeah,
I had one time. It was nice.
If you're too busy buying four toaster garages and bars, maybe you should buy a basement.
Wow, you sound very... John continues to go left. Nick continues to go right.
Yeah, I love this
progression. Pull yourself up by your basement bootstraps.
Bootstraps. Nick has a truck now. I can't wait for him to start doing live logs in his truck with sunglasses on.
Me too. I just have
our rights.
I just have some things to get off my chest.
Oh, I know you do, Nick.
I just had to say this.
Just had to get it out.
Is your
so
basement
mad.
That chilly?
Yeah, basements
it's
get
in
chilly.
The ground. Yes.
I know how basements work. I just mine wasn't.
And
that
and you know what? The thing about my basement is I have a basement underneath my basement.
You put a basement in your basement.
There's a
sub basement.
What's down in there?
Washing machine, dryer, storage.
Okay.
It's very
not
cold.
Any bodies.
Hopefully not. Hopefully, but you never know. There's so much junk down there.
Yeah.
It's really hard to tell.
I'm confused by the concept of a sub basement.
Okay. Ask away, Nick.
Well, so in my brain, a basement is just the lowest possible room in the house.
Yeah.
So the sub-basement, in my brain, would just be the basement, and then what you're calling the basement would just be the first floor at that point.
But
there's outside access from that.
But it's below the ground.
But it is, yes, it's below the ground. So thus it is
a basement.
Do you
have a split level?
Yes.
Okay. So it's you go to, like, the downstairs areas where you watch your
TV. There is four levels of my house.
Can you access the outside from the...
No.
Okay.
You cannot...
Wild.
You cannot access the outside from either the basement or the sub basement.
That'd be cool if you could access it from the sub basement, but not the basement.
Yeah, tunnel.
Tunnel.
Wait, so split level, and then there is another floor above and below.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My house is
I've
like that too.
I've never seen a split level like that. That's fascinating.
I haven't either. That's why I'm confused.
Oh, wait, you know what? I've seen one, I guess, with three levels. That's normal, but the sub basement, I think, is throwing me off a little bit.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean,
we might have the same floor plan, but
we probably do.
The same
a lot of houses look like mine.
You know how you did the pee walkthrough the other day? Maybe a walkthrough of your house.
Here's my house?
Yeah.
Oh, do a house vlog.
Content.
Okay.
Hashtag topic alert.
Oh, that would be a definite topic alert.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, so when you enter my house.
Yes.
Okay. So you're entering on what would, I guess, be the main floor. And that's where, like, the kitchen and the you know, the foray, whatever, through the front door.
Yep.
Then you go upstairs, and there's a living room.
Yeah.
And that's also the same level as the bedrooms.
Okay. And then there's another room above
that?
No.
That's all there is up. Then going downstairs from the main floor, that's my area.
That same basement.
And then the sub-basement is a smaller area, but it's another flight downstairs.
That's exactly how my house is, except for my kitchen isn't on the main floor, it's on the up one.
These are some non-conventional sounding houses.
It is. Mine is very unconventional. It looks, there is no other house like ours in the neighborhood.
Can I just go explore your house? I'm fascinated by this.
It's not that exciting.
I've never seen anything like
it. Nick, you would walk into our houses and you'd be like, oh, this is a house. This looks pretty. The problem is you've never thought about this before.
I've never thought about this. I've never thought about a house. Are you crazy?
See, my deal was when I grew up, we had the ranch style house where you just walked in on the main floor. We had the main floor and the basement.
Yep.
That was
that's what I grew up in.
Yeah.
That's what we had.
Then when my mom got her house that she just moved out of, it had two floors, including the basement. But yeah, then that was novel.
So still ranch style, though?
No, it wasn't ranch style.
You said it had two floors counting the basement.
Two floors plus the basement.
I see. Okay.
So that was wild because I never had
a traditional
house
up and downstairs.
I had never had a upstairs before then. Mm. That was cool. It was cool to have an upstairs. It was all mine too.
Look
cool
at to Nick, have an upstairs. The upstairs boy, Nick Grimm.
The upstairs boy.
You more of an upstairs or a downstairs guy?
Poll question.
I think if I
we could send that out in our new rebranded email that Josh talked about during the break.
Hey, subscribe to the email.
But what are we going to do with the new emails?
You're going to give a tour of your house.
Oh, okay.
Happer Cribs.
Among other things.
I thought we were going to do something different.
Oh, okay.
Remember what you said during the break?
Oh, yeah.
What you exclaimed during the break?
Yeah, it's a word. Yeah, I don't know if I'll say it.
No, probably don't.
Either way, you can subscribe today.
Yes.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've decided.
Subscribe today. It's not unsubscribe today. It's subscribe
today. That's right. People seem to be confused on that.
Yes.
Drop the un. It's cleaner that way.
It's cleaner. It's much cleaner. It's easier to say. Subscribe today.
Subscribe today. Yeah, you don't want that extra syllable in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And un. That's such an un.
Ugh.
Happy word.
Ugh, I hate that word.
Yeah.
Un.
It's like but worse.
Oh. Wait,
I think it was one of the worst advertising campaigns ever, but 7-Up used to describe itself as the un-cola.
Oh, that's
horrible.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
It's just like, no, that's, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just say, hey, we are refreshing lemon
because
lime?
Because it was marketed toward people like me who want to not be conventional, who didn't want to conform.
Sounds about right.
For the unconformist.
This was
7-Up.
This was before you were born.
The soda you drank when your tummy hurts is for the unconventional.
That's what I've always thought.
Yeah. 7-Up is off-brand Sprite. I don't like 7-Up. I think it's bad.
I always thought 7-Up was the normal one.
It is. 7-Up's the OG. Sprite's the off-brand.
Yeah, that's what I thought back in the day.
Sierra Mist. We've had this conversation before.
That's Russell
Wilson's
wife, Mist.
Mist.
Yeah.
We've had this conversation before. Sometimes I pronounce things wrong.
It's Sierra.
Either way, I miss Sierra Mist.
I think we should do this.
It's still there. It's starry.
You've been,
you want to do a taste test?
You've been very, and I know a lot of people. You're not the only one. There's a lot of people like, oh, I like Sprite. I can't stand 7-Up.
That's me.
I would like to do a blind taste test to see if I can tell the difference.
I can't remember the last time I've seen a 7-Up. I haven't seen
go to a gas station.
Okay. I guess I'm just not looking
for it. They still sell it. It's just,
do they? I don't think it's prevalent.
You can get liters from Pizza Hut, I think.
But you see it. Okay, so you go to your Quickie Mart, and you got the door that's got all the Coke products.
Yes.
And you got the door that's got all the Pepsi products. And then you got the door that's got all the assorted stuff. Gas station brand. The A&W root beer, the Sunkist, and the 7-Up are all in that section.
So 7-Up is its own thing? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's now owned by Dr. Pepper Corporation.
Is that where it's owned?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think they're all like one big happy family.
Is Dr. Pepper its own thing?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Pepper is the parent
of 7-Up?
I believe it is the Dr. Pepper company.
It's the best soda.
Right? Am I right about
7-Up
this?
7-Up is Dr. Pepper's son?
It is. It's owned by Keurig Dr. Pepper. I didn't know that Keurig and Dr.
Keurig.
Pepper handshake memed.
Oh.
Although the beverage is internationally distributed by PepsiCo.
Oh.
Interesting.
But
they're not Pepsi.
No.
Not
in the
not
family.
It's just distributed.
Gotcha. Because you can get Dr. Pepper at Coca-Cola places.
Yes. Yes, you can.
They do their own thing.
Which is interesting because they diss their own product. They diss Mr. Pibb. You never see Mr. Pibb anywhere.
Did they kill Mr. Pibb?
That's true, yeah.
Mr. Pibb has a time and a place.
And sometimes it's the only thing in there.
Yes.
Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb is what I get when I can't get Dr. Pepper.
I don't like either Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb.
Happer, thank you. Mm. I feel like I'm on an island with that.
You
take.
Are.
No, you're not on an island.
I think it sucks.
I love Dr. Pepper.
I love it. I think it's good.
But you know what? I've decided that unless it's a mixer, I don't want any of the dark pops. I don't want Pepsi. I don't want No.
What's up, Ronald
Peterson back at it again. I'm not really a big fan of the dark sodas.
Once again, this whole show changing political affiliations.
This isn't politics. This is just soda.
We're on a weird merry-go-round.
It's just soda. But yeah, I hate all of them. Not hate. I just don't like Diet Coke.
Oh, man, I love Diet Coke.
I think
a lot of people
garbage.
Love Diet Coke.
People make Diet Coke like their personalities. I'm hoping to not be that, but I do love Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
That's what I drink.
Those. Jack Mitchell's personality is Diet Mountain Dew.
Yes.
Which I'm fine with. But
my dad loves Diet Mountain Dew.
I'm Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke is turning into a bit of a cult. They should call it Diet Cult.
Should they?
Yeah.
Is it a cult? It's turned into one? I feel like it's been one forever.
Has it? I guess noticed it. I feel like
a cult is just popular.
There's so many people like, it's like, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. It's like, don't talk to me until I've had my diet.
Is that a shirt? Do people wear shirts to say, don't talk to me until I have had my diet Coke?
It has to exist somewhere.
Well, that could be a Zone shirt.
It could be
a fun Zone shirt.
I do see people with Diet Coke shirts. I've seen that shirt. It just says Diet Coke. Yeah.
I can't say I've ever had one.
It was probably at that weird shirt store in Vegas.
John's favorite place.
We really should have got John a shirt from
there.
One night we just sent John all of the weird pictures. The weird shirts.
John could have worn one of those shirts on the stream because that's the internet.
My kids think I have money coming out of my, and then it's a picture of an ass. But
what a great shirt.
It is.
Imagine.
And then of course this one. Which was John's favorite.
Yes. That was the one when we sent the photo of all of the shirts. That was the one he responded about first.
Yep.
Well, I believe that was the first one I saw.
Yeah. It pops.
But it was very, it pops.
Very memorable.
Look, there's that Nick Taco White pops. Castle.
Jefferson says Diet Dew is way better than regular Dew.
I don't remember. When did you take that picture?
Actually,
are you a diet guy?
I respect that.
Oh, yeah.
I never got into the diet.
What's the question?
Pops.
I'm sorry.
Diet Dew or regular Dew?
I love
regular Dew.
Regular
Diet Dew.
Diet Dew's better.
Diet Dew is bad.
No,
I think
it's missing something.
Yeah, something's gone.
Regular Dew makes
me a lot of calories.
Regular Dew makes me feel dirty when I drink it.
Dirty.
I don't like the way it makes my mouth feel.
Interesting.
Pour it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Do a video of it.
I should.
But yeah, you drink Baja Blast like 4 times a week.
I love Baja Blast.
That's true. Nick gets Taco Bell breakfast a lot.
I love.
You get Taco Bell breakfast too.
Once a week.
Wow, you are an interesting.
Well, if I get Taco Bell breakfast, I'm not going to get Taco Bell in the same day.
Yeah, but you're like rotating through like it's like either Taco Bell or Wendy's pretty much every morning.
No,
and then rice.
I rarely get Wendy's breakfast. It's so out of the way.
What do you get? So you do Taco Bell. What
you always got something there.
Yeah.
Do you buy your breakfast every day?
Not every day.
That's a way to save some money, Nick. If you
just get some cereal.
Yeah.
Or some of those
toast,
bagged cereals.
Bagels.
Don't eat breakfast.
No, Happer, you got to have breakfast, most important meal of the day. A little banana action in the morning there, Nick. Maybe some strawberries.
Do you like oatmeal?
Ugh. Yes. My thing.
Get the instant oatmeal.
My thing is it's easier for me to pick up something on the way than it is to wake up earlier
and
to
grab
prepare
a banana?
Breakfast. To prepare breakfast. Mm. I need more than a banana.
If you get the instant oatmeal, it's like 90 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah. What about a toaster? You put the toast in the toaster.
Hey, listen, John, 90 seconds is a long time for some of us.
Oh, we know it is.
Well, maybe, but, you know, I'm just saying, if you want to save a little money and still have a good, hearty breakfast.
Yeah, what's a breakfast?
Bagel, toaster, I think it's a great idea.
What's a breakfast at Taco Bell go for these days?
$5.
Like $10.
Oh,
what?
$5 for that quesadilla I had this morning? $5.
Quesadilla?
Yeah, but it was just a quesadilla for $5.
No, then it also comes with the hash brown.
Okay, that's not too bad.
That's a pretty good deal.
So they can bother to have
side items.
Now I'm going down the Jack Mitchell road. They can bother to have a signature side for their breakfast, but not for their regular meal.
Great take.
They should just make the fries season or year round instead of seasonal.
And they could bother to have cheap breakfast, but not cheap anything else.
Yeah, remember cheap
Taco Bell. Is Bidenflation a choice?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
It's just an afternoon and dinner thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like companies inflate their prices when they don't need to.
Mm.
Hmm.
That's wild.
Hmm.
I still have never had Taco Bell breakfast.
It's good.
Pretty good.
Neither
I like it.
I'm intrigued by it.
There's some good stuff.
The other morning, Taco Bell screwed up my quesadilla because I just got a bacon one, and then they put bacon and sausage in it, which isn't even a thing on the menu.
Wow.
It's just not a thing they do.
That's pretty wild.
Rare. Very rare burrito.
It's a shiny quesadilla.
That's
is what I'm calling
it. Pork rind.
Kenneth says, do you like apples? How do you like them apples? Yeah. You could have apples for breakfast, though.
I could.
Yeah.
Good.
Healthy, too.
I could.
Fruit. I don't eat apples anymore. I used to.
Apples are good.
Yeah.
My hands really sticky, though.
Mm.
I can only eat. I like to cut up my apples. I like to eat them in slices. I can't just full-on go for an apple anymore.
Really?
That's what my wife does. Cuts them. Banks has found out. We found out Banks likes apples.
Oh.
Give him a slice of an apple. Nice. He's in the little crunch.
Football player?
Jamal. I don't know about him. I should talk. I want to talk. We got to get
Mr. Jamal Banks.
Could we get Banks and Mr. Banks in a picture?
Oh.
I'll be honest, I have bias towards this man. I'm rooting for this man this season, and I just want that out there.
Why did you name your dog Banks?
That was the name that the whatchamacallit, ASPCA, what are they called?
Oh,
it was down in Kansas. SPCA, what are the places for?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Is that what they are? So that's what they named him. His original name.
Sarah McLachlan.
Before
that whole thing?
Before they renamed him Banks was Haribo or Haribo, the gummy.
The gummy.
Oh,
bear.
Haribo.
But he was treated
yeah.
like garbage from that previous. So they were like, ASPCA. Thank you, Josh.
That's a
so
whole.
They were
that's
like,
what you said.
They're changing the name. And we were like, Banks is a fun name. So let's just leave it as
Haribo
Banks.
Is a great name.
That's well, a bad name for a dog.
But then they abused him.
But that was bad. That part was
they
bad.
They abused him, yeah.
That's a good thing you didn't come across Banks in your current life. You would have named him Reagan.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn it. I don't think dog name should be more than three syllables.
Interesting.
Okay. Need one. More on this.
I need more on
Let's
this.
Let's hear it. Come on. Give
because
it to me.
Go to the take factory, Nick.
When I was a child, somebody had said it's hard for animals to understand things that are more than three syllables, and it made sense to me, and I just haven't refined that take sense, but it makes sense. You know, why would you give a dog a three-syllable name? It seems like too much, too.
Okay. I actually don't hate this take.
Mr. Banks.
Mr. Yeah, Banks three. Is three syllables, Mr. but Banks. I think it's...
We'll call him Banks.
Yeah, you call Banksy. Him Banks.
Banksy. Yeah.
He's what out just graffitiing everywhere.
So give me an example of a name that you're like, too many. Too many syllables.
Well, Haribo.
But it's three.
He said too many syllables. He said, give me an example of a name.
But Mr. Banks is okay. Haribo's the same amount of syllables.
But you also just call him Banks.
I thought more than three was the rule.
Yeah, so four syllables.
Three or more.
Oh, okay, three or more.
So Mr. Banks is out.
But he calls him Banks.
Yeah, Mr. Sure. Banks. I mean, we'll call him that. But
Mr. Bigglesworth, that's bad.
Mr. Bigglesworth
that's
is
the kitty
bad.
Cat. And
Nick,
Austin
how do you
Powers?
Feel about naming dogs or cats things like pizza?
I think it's funny, but I wouldn't do
you
it.
You would.
I said, what if we it's named stupid. Another dog? What if we got a dog and named the dog Pizza? She said, Pizza sounds more like a cat name.
It does, actually, yes.
Interesting.
That what? Is ridiculous.
John, you're of cats. How do you feel about
that? I do have a friend who named their dog Bagel, though, and that is a fantastic name for a dog.
Come here, Bagel. That's
it's an Australian
fun.
Shepherd.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
I also love bagels.
Wouldn't it do something to bagels for you? No. You wouldn't want to eat bagels anymore?
And I would love pizza.
Well, he can
would
tell
it,
the
would
difference.
It be confusing for the dog when you fed the dog a bagel? You said, here, bagel, here's bagel.
How many fans around here have had that same discussion when they named their dog Husker? We named our dog Husker, the first dog that I can remember.
So
having.
Unoriginal.
I know. Yeah. That was Husker. I don't remember if she was ever like, what? Why are you keep calling my name on a Saturday? Go Huskers.
Yeah, that is... I don't remember.
Those poor dogs are probably traumatized because of all the yelling that people did toward the program
That's
over the
true.
Years.
No!
Especially lately, yeah.
Do you think there was more dogs named Husker or a vanity license plate referencing Husker?
Oh, great question.
During that
dogs.
Period of time. Probably dogs, right?
Honestly, I've never known anyone to name their pet Husker.
Really?
Never.
My youth pastor, his dog's name was Husker.
That seems like a youth pastor.
I don't think I've met a Husker dog either.
Yeah.
Is it because the Huskers stink now?
Maybe.
I've
is
never
there
met
a different
dog.
Generation?
Yeah, but I
do
mean,
people
I grew
name
up
their
in a generation where they were good all the time.
Never seen a dog named Blue Jay.
Yeah, never heard of a
Blue,
dog named
though.
Blue.
I've heard of dogs named Blue.
Blue is definitely a name of a
I
dog.
I still like human names for dogs. I think human names for dogs
Roger,
is the best.
Fred.
Patrick.
Roger would be hilarious for
come
a
here,
dog.
Come here, Roger.
I knew a Roger the cat once.
Yeah?
Roger the cat.
Imagine Emmett the dog.
Emmett Smith. What's your dog's or your cat's name?
Grace.
Grace. That's a human name.
It is a human name.
Grace.
It is a little, like, it's okay as a cat name, but it feels a little on the edge of being a okay cat name.
Grace?
Yeah.
While you're being critical of John's naming of his cat?
I
what's
am.
Wrong with the? What's wrong with Grace?
It just doesn't feel, there's nothing wrong with it. It just doesn't feel like a cat name.
Mm.
It most
like
certainly
how
would you rather
sounds.
It be like Lumpy or something like that?
Yes, actually.
Lumpy.
Lumpy's a great cat
Nick,
name.
John Nick wants to rename your cat Lumpy. Oh. How does that make
well,
you feel?
Well, she is kind of lumpy.
My buddy Dugan, his cat's name is Tucker.
Like Tucker Carlson?
That's what I thought of too.
I don't think it's like Tucker Carlson, but
Wade writes, my dogs have middle names as well. That way when they get in trouble, I can use their full name like my mom always did with me.
That's crazy.
Okay, that's fine. That's funny. It's fine because it's funny.
Mm.
It's the rule of cool.
Mm. The rule of cool.
It's like how you should let a play happen on the field because it looked cool even if it was wrong.
Mm. I never heard this.
That's a thing that people want.
Yeah.
But sometimes things are illegal. They're against the rules.
No. If it's cool, then it shouldn't be illegal.
Well, remember when Travis Kelce threw that pass back to what's his name?
That's right. Legal play.
That was, never mind. I do remember this. Yeah.
Very not legal.
It should have counted. It was a cool play.
So cool.
Yeah. That's the only reason people got triggered by it. If it would have been just an incomplete pass, no one would have batted an eye. But, oh, my God, it was such a cool play. Well, guess what? It was also illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Because dumbass decided he couldn't line up on side.
Yeah, just line up the right way.
Pretty simple.
Danielle says you should rebrand the crossover as the Gatekeepers.
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, we do say what people should and shouldn't do.
Yeah, we do.
Do we?
I will admit that.
Yeah.
You will admit this.
I think there's some truth to this.
We have a lot of takes about what people should and shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Nick, cats, dogs shouldn't be named anything more than three syllables.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nick, every cat should be named Lumpy.
Lumpy the cat.
Hey, kids, I'm Lumpy the cat.
So if you have a cat named Lumpy, do you call the cat just Lumpy the cat? Come here, Lumpy the cat.
I'd probably say Lumps.
Lumpster.
Come here, Lumps.
Your lovely lady Lumps.
Check it out.
Interesting. By the way, some responses about Sprite or 7-Up are coming in as well.
Good.
I put up a poll question, Sprite or 7-Up, oddly enough. 67% are voting with Sprite. Sky says specifically McDonald's Sprite.
It is crispy.
Ray says 7-Up is for 80-year-olds. And Phil says everyone shakes the Sprite.
Same damn thing.
No, they are not.
They are. They taste different.
They're both
they taste different,
okay,
John.
But I'm saying it's still a lemon lime soda.
Yes, but
the only reason people say it's for 87-year-olds is because it's the older brand.
Is Coke and Pepsi different, John? Do you think they're the same?
But I'm saying is they're
both
of the same.
Oh, wait, are you getting triggered here because you like 7-Up more and so you just infer?
No, I don't have. I don't have an issue with either.
Okay.
I don't have an issue with either, but why? What is it about 7-Up that is for olds, but Sprite is not?
Is it because of the old?
It's the marketing. That's what it is.
It's the marketing.
Is it the marketing, or is it when you were, like when I was a kid, whenever I was feeling ill, my grandma would get me 7-Up?
Oh, that was ginger ale. For me, it was
Sprite.
Ginger ale. Yes.
So that's, I don't associate 7-Up with older people, but is that why some people could be? Maybe because of their grandparents?
Do people drink ginger ale anymore?
I do.
My girlfriend.
Love ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
I've never
Love
had
it.
Ginger ale by itself.
I think ginger ale is garbage.
I like ginger beer.
Good
with
Lord.
A mule.
What?
You are. You,
what?
You,
that's a normal opinion to have.
I think we're figuring it out.
I've never heard anyone say ginger ale is garbage.
John is definitely old.
I don't think people drink ginger ale anymore, John.
Yeah. Yes, they
Except
do.
For Nick's
and
girlfriend,
they still
apparently.
Sell it.
Sometimes.
Is she an old soul?
No.
Okay.
Can you still get ginger ale on an airplane when they pull the little cart through there?
Yes.
Probably.
We should have done that.
Yes.
I'll take a ginger ale, please.
All three of us should have gotten a ginger ale.
Guy on my flight back from the
Vegas. I would think
you
would like ginger ale. It's in the Sprite's atmosphere.
No, but it has that flavor to it that's...
Ginger?
Yeah.
Or is it the ale that you don't like?
No, I don't know. It's just bad. I think it's...
Okay, I haven't had it in a month. It doesn't taste as ginger ale.
We are definitely doing this. Now we're bringing in Sprite, 7-Up, and ginger ale and see what Josh
likes. If I don't like it, can I spit it on your face?
You're going to be blindfolded. Good luck finding it.
This could be so easy.
Can we do let's do like we did for the jerky and just grade them.
Okay.
Yeah.
No biases.
I mean, Sprite is my second or first favorite pop, so it's going to be very difficult for me to not just
be
like
blind,
A plus.
But you can you'll be able to tell.
Tomorrow,
hopefully.
I'll bring in ginger ale, Sprite, 7-Up.
We're going blind.
And you're going blind.
What a great, this is awesome. We should start doing fun Friday things all summer long.
Oh.
Where, you know, we did Taste Test Wednesday, but maybe it's blind Test Friday.
Fun Friday. I like that.
Fun Friday. It will be Fun Shirt Friday very, very soon.
But I said, you know, this came up organically, you know, it came up naturally, just like the beef jerky thing did.
Yeah.
Mm, it did.
All right, you're going to get the ginger ale?
Yeah, I'll just stop by the store. I'll just stop by the store and get some sodas. And
man, I haven't bought a 2-liter of pop in years. It's been so long.
Yeah,
I just buy cans.
It'll have to be blind though, because the ginger ale does have a different color to it.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That's fine.
Even though Josh is colorblind, but also doesn't like the dark drinks.
No, damn it, I don't. You're right,
Ronald. Josh.
Danielle says there's zero chance you don't like the taste of ginger and like ginger beer. Ginger beer has a way stronger ginger taste. I don't like ginger beer. I also don't like
that. Ginger beer is different than ginger ale.
You can't drink ginger beer just by itself.
I don't.
You shouldn't anyway.
I don't really like mules very much.
Oh, really?
I love mules.
I love mules. Mules are delicious.
Mule is probably the most refreshing drink.
The most refreshing?
For me.
Moscow?
Yes.
Kentucky?
I like a Moscow mule. Sometimes a blood orange mule. That's pretty good.
Many mules.
Mm. I like mules. Mules
love
are good.
Love me some mules.
What do they call like the tequila version of a mule? Do they have a name for that? Like a...
Probably a
Mexican mule. Probably. I would love that.
What's a Kentucky mule? Is that with bourbon?
Whiskey. Oh. Yeah, bourbon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Amazing Danny says, Bishop will remember the best lemon lime. Do you remember this? Bubble Up?
Yes, my grandma bought that all the time.
Ooh.
I've never
I feel
even
like I've seen that
Bubble
before.
Up, yes.
I know.
That was the only, I mean, it wasn't 7-Up, it wasn't Sprite, it was Bubble Up.
I've never heard of this.
Hey, have
I've
you ever had a...
It. Yeah, it's
a much still around,
brown.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's you find it, though, in the...
Sandusky, Ohio.
Oh!
You find it in those, the Rocket Fizz type
Callahan
stores.
Auto Parts.
Okay.
Nice. Callahan Auto Parts.
So real quick, famous for the advertising slogan, kiss of lemon, kiss of lime. That's actually pretty good.
Nice.
I never remember any commercials for it. The only commercial for that soda was that it was at my grandma's house.
Hmm.
Have you guys ever had any of the sparkling waters? Like the Pellegrino, whatever that stuff is. People drink that, like rich people drink that stuff all
the
time.
Yeah. We were at...
Doesn't seem all that interesting to me.
Just sparkling water?
We picked up groceries at the Hy-Vee, you know, you drive up, and they said, would you like a sparkling water?
Yeah.
And it was this different... I don't even know what the brand was, but they were promoting this brand, and they had like three different flavors. One of them was black cherry.
My brand.
And then the other two sounded really weird, like orange vanilla.
I don't...
Yeah. It's just like, I don't want that in my water.
There's only been one sparkling water that I kind of like, and it's the Liquid Death Lime Water. I don't remember what it's called.
You talk about bad marketing. Liquid Death.
You think Liquid Death is bad marketing?
No,
yes.
John, it's working on Nick and people
well,
like Nick.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's...
I actually think it's great marketing, but
it's
I
really
stay
good
away
marketing.
From it.
It's bad.
Somebody gave me one of those Liquid Deaths. Was that the World Series last year?
Yeah.
But it was just water in a can. It looked like an energy drink, and it was just water.
Yeah, what's their bit? I always thought that are they not energy drinks? It's just water?
It was just water.
Yeah. That's why, I mean, I understand, you know, for the emo folks that, you know, it's...
That's not what that... So their bit is they want to give people an option, like if they're at a bar and there's not a whole lot of NA, or if they don't want like an NA beer, they can have that and still feel included, I guess, is part of it. You just get a water. Another part is the recycling aspect, so you don't just carry around a plastic bottle. You can just still recycle
that. But people
that.
Will try to convince you that it tastes different.
It doesn't taste different.
Okay.
It's water.
Yeah.
So wait, there's not even fizz to it. It's just water in a can?
They have water in a can,
it's
they have...
mildly carbonated.
They have other versions of it that are carbonated or sparkling.
I don't want my water to be...
No, I just want it to be water.
Like, you know, you go to the restaurants and they're like, do you want still water? And I'm like, yeah, please. I don't want your garbage fizz.
They called the Arnold Palmer dead billionaire. Because
what?
They called it an Arnold Palmer, then they got sued by the estate.
Oh, you're talking about the
Liquid
the company
Death.
Does.
So then they changed it to dead billionaire.
Mm. Yeah, you can't make a ripoff of Arnold Palmer.
Mm. Well, but Arnold Palmer is...
Their peach tea is really good.
The Arnold Palmer is lemonade iced tea.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
So they tried to make a flavor of it?
No, they were selling their own lemonade iced tea, and they called
it an
Arnold
Palmer.
I thought
they just sold waters.
No.
Flavored waters.
Many Liquid Deaths, John.
No, they have water. They have the sparkling water. They have a bunch of teas.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of ways to liquid die.
Good. I like it. I like the peach tea.
I don't really.
You just reminded me, Happer, that we are 2 months away from the time of year where people are just like, hey, do you want to try this?
Yes.
I like sunflower seeds.
Oh, man.
Thank
Can
you
I
very
talk
much.
About a thing that I tried last year?
It, yeah. That All you right. liked?
No.
Oh, okay.
That I did not like.
Sure, why not?
Okay. All right, just in case it shows up again.
Yeah. You don't want to offend anyone.
Maybe I shouldn't.
Is it salad?
Oh, so it wasn't
salad.
No, it wasn't salad. I love salad. We're not talking about Josh's salad.
Okay.
It was good. I wanted a sandwich.
This was not for me.
Salad and fries.
But somebody they really convinced us to get the ghost drink. It was like a energy drink, but it had like a ghost on it.
Yes.
Do you remember these?
Oh, yeah, Ghost Energy.
Ghost Energy.
It's not good.
I took two drinks of that, and I wanted to die.
Did you have the one that was one of the flavored ones?
Yes.
Okay, I do remember this. Yes. Yeah.
Where it tastes
was like
a candy.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yes! Yes!
Sour
John,
Patch Kid flavored
it's
one.
It's just like all this sugar hitting your mouth at the same time.
Ew.
And I was feeling tired.
And yeah, you were like,
maybe this will be good for me. And I took two drinks, and I wanted to die.
Yeah.
A lot.
Meanwhile, though, when the lemonade guy comes over and says, hey, do you guys want some lemonade? We're like, hell yes, we want some lemonade. I love that man.
That's a good guy.
That is, among the College World Series people, that is maybe my favorite person at the whole College World Series.
That's a great guy.
The guy who asked us if we want lemonade. Yes, please.
Must be nice to get lemonade in your nice, cool.
Don't you get a nice dinner like literally every night?
Like you're sitting inside all day long.
No. Because usually we're choking it down as fast as possible.
You have to talk. Nick
can eat whatever he wants.
I have even less time to eat between games.
That's true. He's recording stuff and getting things ready for the next
game. Have Proudhon deliver you a plate of food.
He does.
He did sometimes.
He does.
He did a few times.
He does, but it's just, you know, if we don't have time to eat it.
I scarfed it down when I was a producer. It's not that difficult, but maybe I'm a better multitasker.
Well, it's not that it's difficult. I just don't want to.
Nick, it sounds like he's bucking for your job.
Oh, that's fair. Okay, Josh, go ahead. Go up to the booth.
No way.
Ooh, that'd be a fun day.
Yeah.
We can do a reversal day. Nick can do the 20 minutes of radio, and you can produce.
We can call it Freaky Friday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sounds Josh, terrible. You want to produce the College World Series?
I don't remember how. It's been
too
long.
What a great honor it would be.
Yes.
It's been a decade for
Wouldn't you like to be mentioned at the end of the broadcast and today's game produced by Josh Peterson?
Nah.
So many people all over the country hear that, Josh.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
All those truck drivers going across.
Here's the fun part about YouTube. You can watch it anywhere in the world. So there might be someone in Asia right now watching the Grum.
That's true.
That is true.
Hard to argue with that.
And it's an honor.
It is.
To be listened to in Asia.
It is. Thank you for listening. There is that one listener who lives in Hong Kong, I think.
We have a Hong Kong listener?
Yeah, he tweets at us One Beer Friday stuff at like 6 a.m. our time.
Nice.
He's like, hey, look, I'm enjoying a beer. Happy One Beer Friday.
But aren't there some countries where the YouTube is not allowed?
Probably. China.
I think China. China has its own internet, I think.
Yeah, we're probably not available in China.
We don't have China internet.
Man.
Yeah.
Good, so we can...
What if you snuck us into China?
We can say disparaging things about the Chinese government.
Say whatever you want about their president.
What if we got someone to sneak us into China?
Oh.
To risk their life and sneak us into China.
Wow, we better really get good at our shows.
Yeah. I don't think we have to be snuck into China. It's not North Korea. I think you can just go to China.
But can you pull us up on YouTube?
That's the question.
In China.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sneak our YouTube
into China. Yeah, not us. We're not doing the show on the road. Hey, remember how we went to Vegas next summer? China.
That'd be awesome. Actually, I would like to go to China.
I would
That'd
also
be
like to
fun.
Go to China.
Yeah?
I've never been to China.
Want to go to China?
Sure, why not?
Let's do the show from the Great Wall. I can do from the Great Wall.
Oh my gosh. You might get killed for that, Nick.
Nick vlogs
by a tourist because they'd be like, no, get off the Great Wall. And they push you.
How?
And I would say, I didn't see anything.
Wow.
Nice. I want to go to Japan.
Ooh, that'd be fun,
that'd
too.
That'd also be fun.
I've been watching Shogun, and it really makes me... Now, that's Japan set in, like, the 8th century.
A long time
or whatever
ago.
It is. But I want to go to Japan. I want to go to Tokyo.
I'm with
the
you.
The 8th century.
Even though it shares very little in common with the 8th century.
The Shogunate was around in the 1600s, wasn't it?
It is 1600, so not 800.
All I care about is the food, man. I'm just interested in the food.
I do like food.
I just want to try a bunch of good Japanese food.
I want to try what McDonald's tastes like in Japan.
Classic Nick. Nick wants to go places and eat fast food. You
just
sound
like
a 12-year-old.
Yeah. For the record, that was a joke.
Well, we actually lived it in Vegas.
Bingo.
That happened.
You did that,
We
Nick.
Don't have White Castle or In-N-Out here.
But there's so much good food in Vegas.
And I had a lot of good food in Vegas.
We had bad food, average food.
I will just say, you guys met me at White Castle. You were actually there before I was there.
That was a social outing.
That's just because Happer was...
Yeah, it was a social outing, Nick.
Toasty.
Respecting people.
Yeah, so I was just like, this is probably for the best. Probably for the best.
That's all. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Bye.
Talk to you guys from China next year.
China.
So tomorrow we will do a blind taste test.
Awesome.
7-Up. Sprite, ginger ale.
What about Fresca? Should we mix Fresca? Put Fresca in the mix?
Well, I mean, that's pretty
or
different.
Squirt.
Squirt is grapefruit.
Name of a pop.
It's grapefruit.
Which, by the way,
I love Squirt. Squirt is great. Mm.
I used to, and then I grew out of it. And I was
you
like,
grew out of Squirt?
Yeah, I don't like it anymore. And I grew out of Fresca.
If anything, you would grow into Squirt because that is an acquired taste.
Yeah, I don't
Squirt
know.
Is a mix. Squirt is a good mixer.
It is a great mixer.
My dad
mixer.
Likes to mix it with whiskey.
Yeah. At a certain point, I was just like, this isn't for me anymore. Goodbye, Squirt.
You said goodbye to Squirt.
I did. It was like...
That's a good name for a dog. Squirt.
11, is that the little girl on Stranger Things? There's like the one where she says, goodbye, Mike. That was me to Squirt. Goodbye, Squirt.
What's he writing? Band name?
Goodbye, Squirt.
Goodbye, Squirt.
Goodbye, Squirt.
That's not a good band name, but it'll come up at a party that Nick has had. Hey, you want to see my...
You do not want to go to a party and say, would you like to see my squirt?
How about this one? Goodbye, squirt.
Nick, when you tell that one, can you have them record
the interaction. I would like to see what they think of this band name.
Yeah.
Of all of the ones, I want to see what they think of Goodbye Squirt.
There's a lot of out of pocket ones in there. I don't know if that one will flag them.
Kenneth says Fresca others. Slaps too.
I don't think I've ever had Fresca. I associate Fresca with old people.
John's just going to come in with all this pop tomorrow.
Why not Fanta?
Fresca is an old person drink.
Why
to me.
Not Fanta?
Let's bring it all
Fresca,
in.
I think John would even agree. Fresca is for olds.
I only hear olds talk about Fresca.
Yeah, teenagers aren't into Fresca.
Not a Fresca.
Gen Z isn't like, let me tell you about Fresca.
I mean, it's...
Are you sure? I feel like Gen Z had a moment with Fresca.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, they're rebranding. Whoa, they look way different.
That's what I'm saying.
It's very
yeah.
different.
Holy crap.
It's very different.
Yeah, it looks well compared to
all
when
Gen
I was
Z
a kid.
Drinks is Celsius and Death Water or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah, Liquid
is.
Death.
Celsius?
Yeah, well, Celsius.
That's a temperature. What? What's
yeah,
Celsius?
Oh, they love their little cans.
I guess it's
of
an
garbage.
Energy drink. I
oh,
haven't had
cool.
it.
Cool. Celsius.
Yeah.
Celsius.
That's all they drink.
Huh. Yeah,
I saw it on TikTok. One of my favorite TikTokers.
I hate
it
the
all
tiny,
the time.
Skinny cans.
That's all they drink.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff.
High noons and Celsius.
High noons.
There was
Our
a lot of people.
In Vegas
drink.
Had the high noon.
Yeah, that's right.
There were so many people in Vegas drinking high noon.
Yeah.
I've never seen so much high noon in my life.
Big red flag right? now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big red flag.
Yeah, after. Yeah. Indeed.
After red hat Yankee guy.
Oh.
Cough, cough, cough. Let me cough on you. I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do a lap, and then I'm going to come back.
All right, that was a fun crossover.
Bye.
We'll
Bye
see happen. You, folks. Well, he'll see
We're
you.
Done?
Yep.
See you later, everybody. Have a good day.
I'm going to go tickle chains.
We're still here for a while.
It is windy today.
Yeah, it is.
Again, but at least it's sunny now.
On 1620 The Zone.